From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington. Hundreds of thousands of Cubans are thronging Havana's streets, lining the route taken today by Pope Francis as he made his way to the city's historic Revolutionary Square to perform Mass. The Holy Father will offer the sacrament today near a massive image of Cuba's revolutionary leader Che Guevara. Also today, he will meet with Cuban President Raul Castro and may pay a visit to Castro's ailing brother and predecessor, 89-year-old Fidel Castro, before praying with a group of priests and officials and speaking to young people this evening. The Pope arrived in Havana Saturday and was greeted by Raul Castro, who assured Francis in his welcome remarks that religious freedom is consecrated in Cuba's constitution. Later this week, he will travel to the U.S. for a private meeting with President Obama and address a joint session of Congress as well as the United Nations. Violence has erupted at the hotel in the capital of Burkina Faso, where negotiations are being held in an attempt to bring an end to the four-day-old military coup that overthrew a transitional civilian government. Supporters of the military government stormed a hotel in the city this morning and briefly fought with opponents of the coup and their leader. However, it was a group of soldiers loyal to the general who was opposing the coup, who jumped to the defense of some opposition leaders entering the hotel for talks. That was a lot to follow. Scores of Syrian rebels trained by the United States and its coalition partners have entered northern Syria to take on insurgents. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Syrian President Bashar al-Assad must step down, but the timing of his departure has to be decided through negotiation. Mr. Kerry spoke Saturday in London after talks with his British counterpart, Philip Hammond. He urged both Russia and Iran to use their influence in Syria to convince the sides for Assad to depart. Italy's Coast Guard says more than 4,500 people were rescued Saturday off the Libyan coast as calm seas triggered a rush of migrants trying to reach Europe in crowded boats. Elsewhere, Austria is bracing for more than 10,000 additional migrants after Hungarian authorities shifted tactics and began transporting thousands of migrants to the Austrian border. Australia is under pressure by rights groups to resettle more Syrian refugees. One of the last acts of ousted Prime Minister Tony Abbott was to announce plans to grant asylum to 12,000 migrants. But it seems the new Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, may be unwilling to take in more Syrian refugees. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Protesters Saturday had a clear message for the government: do more to help those fleeing the conflict in Syria. The first of 12,000 Syrians should be in Australia by Christmas, but activists believe the wealthy multicultural nation should be a haven to more refugees.
We're a country who was built on refugees and people who are from other countries. And yeah, for us not to welcome people in when that's predominantly the background of everybody who lives there is just abominable.
But in certain quarters, there's vehement opposition to Middle Eastern asylum seekers. Experts say major policy changes are not likely, after new Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull had earlier praised his predecessor's efforts to stop asylum seekers breaching the nation's maritime frontiers. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Saudi-led coalition airstrikes against Yemen's Shiite Houthi rebels and their allies have killed 29 people, including civilians, in the capital city. The Saudi coalition, which includes nine other Arab nations and is supported by the U.S., began fighting the rebels in March, 2 months after the Houthis drove the government from power and took control of the capital, Sana'a. Greek voters, exhausted by years of economic crisis, are at the polls today to vote for a new government, the third time this year. This election pits the leftist Syriza party, which had been led by former Prime Minister Alex Tsipras, against the conservative New Democracy Party. Vangelis Meimarakas. There we go. The election is the third this year and was triggered when Tsipras resigned last month after citizens got upset because he had failed to resist European creditor demands of more austerity measures in order to allow them to pay their debts. Afghanistan has rejected and denied charges that a terrorist attack on a military base in northwestern Pakistan was planned and launched from Afghan territory. The attack killed at least 29 people, both military and civilian. The Pakistan Taliban claimed responsibility. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.